The Tudors were regular and devout pilgrims. Henry VIII, early in his reign, walked barefoot to the shrine, offering a necklace of rubies and dedicating a giant candle in thanks for the birth of his son, Henry, in 1511. Prince Henry died within weeks, but the king's candle continued to burn at the shrine for many years to come. What a strange world this Catholic England was. The urge for renewal and reform side by side with the ancient, the hallowed, and the occasionally fraudulent. But it seems that all apparent contradictions could be accommodated under the capacious skirts of the Catholic Mother Church. And what a mother she was. Come to Holy Trinity Church at Long Melford in Suffolk, and you'll see just what I mean. This magnificent building was paid for with Suffolk wool money. However, what you see today are just the bare bones of what it was supposed to be. But we know what Long Melford in its splendour was really like, thanks to an account left by Roger Martin, who'd been a church warden here in the reign of England's last Catholic ruler, Queen Mary.